This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to call in and talk freely here. It's Free Talk Live after all. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you?
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's jump right into the calls. We've got Wesley here on the line. Wesley, you're on Free Talk Live. Yep, gotcha. What's on your mind?
Okay, hey, I was just listening to the broadcast, and you guys were talking about violent criminals versus nonviolent criminals.
Yep.
And prison sentence or reform. I'm speaking from personal experience, and
you've been to prison?
Ex-con.
You're an ex-con? Okay.
Yeah, jail, prison stuff. To be honest, I was running around in jail, in prison, doing the same thing I was doing in the streets. I was, loved getting in trouble, loved to fight. What actually changed me and changed my life around is when my youngest brother, his son, was born two and a half months premature. So I was supposed to finish my 6-month sentence and be out at the time of my nephew's birth.
And you missed it?
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I missed it. That
yeah.
I literally, it was the first time in my life I heard people say, oh, they were so upset, so sick, they couldn't eat, they couldn't sleep. I had never experienced it until that moment in my life.
The consequences finally hit you.
Me.
Yeah.
It did.
How old were you at the time?
I was 22.
22? Okay. Mm-hmm. And, I think that those are the things that happened. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was selling weed, marijuana to my friends. It was a nonviolent crime. I got caught and I had to go to jail and spend my time in there. But, that's still stuff. It's on my record and it haunts me 11 years later.
You were convicted of a nonviolent crime, but you were, you like to fight and stuff like that, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I grew up in that environment and that stuff,
Let me ask you, this too. While you were in, did you learn things about how to be a better criminal, like, say, how to hotwire a car or how to rob a bank or, did you get advice from other criminals on how to commit crime?
Absolutely. There's a saying that jail and prison is a college for criminals, and that's literally what it is. I mean, you go in there, and there's guys who have 2-3 life sentences who have been out, 10 years doing these things. They go in and they tell you how to do it. You give them some commissary. You look, you see their records, their papers and stuff. And you learn so much more stuff. And if you don't have, there's people that's been in there 20 years. They might have kids, but they've never met their kid. Or, their mother or father could be sick of cancer and die. And they literally get institutionalized and they have nothing to lose, In prison and jail, they're important. Out here, what we call the free world, they're not. They want to get out and work and earn a living for their children or for their family,
But they can.
But the thing is that it haunts us years later. Like, I'm trying to get a governor's pardon now. Unfortunately, that only happens every 2 years. There's no guarantee. There's no set match of how many pardons you will get. I'm trying to get one through the circuit courts, the district courts and stuff. That's hard, too. It has to go through the sheriff and then your district, district courts, your district judges.
It's a big process to try to go get a pardon or get your record expunged or whatever happens in your particular district.
Especially
isn't easy.
Between expunged and sealed.
What is happening as a result of your record? What do you believe you aren't allowed to do because you've got a felony
for
selling pot?
Everything from places that you to live, to lease, to rent, apartments, homes, houses. Duplexes, work. I mean, it can even, I have been turned down, from actually Walmart Corporation,
for a job?
regional manager came in, yes, told me I could not work in the tire and lube department.
So you couldn't change people's oil because you had sold pot 11 years ago.
Exactly.
Right, and this absolutely happens, and for whatever reason, the way it is in the United States is it's okay to hate somebody because they had a conviction God knows how long ago, and you know, even if that hate results in negative things for society, so what? It's worth doing. I don't know. I mean, it's completely insane, this whole the process. Now, are you telling me that are you telling these people at these apartments, yes, I'm a convicted felon, and when they're asking?
You fill an application out, you know, and they will do a credit check, or some of them do, yep. You know, criminal background checks. And, I mean, I've always been honest and truthful, and it's helped me for the most part, I think, in life. But, you know, even if, you know, there's somebody there, whether it be a potential employer or a potential landlord, they say, oh, you're a great person. I like you. You know, yeah, I think we can do this. And then they ask you about your background, you know, just simple down the list stuff. And they say, okay, any criminal record, history, anything? And you're like, yeah, I do have one. Then they look at you and say, really? I can't believe somebody like you, you know.
Yep. That's what they say.
And then you see, they look, you see it in their eyes, and they look at the paper, and they kind of get a little, we'll have to check, and we'll give you a call back.
Sure. And then they talk to their boss, and their boss hasn't met you, and so their boss just says, no, it's not worth the risk, because, you know, to their mind, it's not worth the risk. Exactly. I'm going to tell you this, Wesley. I spent 8.5 years in prison. For a crime that, you know, I didn't commit, but I was certainly out there doing a bunch of dumb stuff, so I don't call myself falsely convicted. I'm just saying that, you know, I did a bunch of stuff, and so the punishment, isn't necessarily exactly right for that crime. Things could have been different. Doesn't really make a difference. But when I got out, I decided these people aren't going to understand my explanations, and I'm just going to make it easy on them. And lie about my record. I'm just not going to tell truth. And as a result, I had, you know, was able to get, I believe I was turned down for one job one time where they checked. I've never had a rent situation, but I haven't rented a lot of places, so I can't really speak to that very
Every
much.
Apartment complex I've ever rented from or even looked into runs background checks.
Yeah, but a lot of times you can rent a house from somebody and then have roommates, and then you don't have as much of a problem. Or you can rent from the roommate, and you definitely don't have a problem.
True.
You know, so True. Wesley, I wish you the best with the governor's pardon thing. If it works out, I want to hear about it. Please call me back and let me know.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America, you have a guy, a nonviolent offender, you know, mildly violent. He was like to fight and stuff. He said, who has been taught how to commit crimes in jail and prison. Do you want to send people to a place where they get instruction on how to be a better criminal? I believe there's an institutional problem with jails and prisons in the United States, and they need to fundamentally be changed. And that you can't get that done by doing the same thing over and over again. And we've already tried, let's treat them as bad as possible, as bad as legally possible. Like, that's what we're doing right now in America. There is a jail or a prison right now in America that is treating somebody as bad as legally possible.
And it isn't good. Many times beyond what's legally allowed.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. We know that it's as bad as legally possible because they're getting caught all the time for violations. Now, you don't hear about it in the news because, well, Mr. and Mrs. America doesn't want to hear about, you know, these violations.
Yeah, they're in favor most of the time.
Right. They're much more afraid. They want to listen to the evening news when, you know, I listened to the evening news for the first time in years this weekend.
And well, they know what's going on.
Just as horrifying as it always was. So, you know, this person got shot in this neighborhood, that person got shot in that neighborhood. It's all the same stuff. Same as it was. It's always the same news report. I mean, it might as well be
repeated.
I believe
it.
Yeah. So,
but, I mean, they know these abuses are happening. They just want the the luxury of being able to turn a blind eye to it.
Sure, they're not paying attention. All I'm saying is that there's going to have to be a fundamental change. That fundamental change isn't going to occur. It's not going to be cheap. Now, you know, I'm sorry to say the Democrats have done a certain amount of research and they found that the $10,000 you save, you spend on school programs today, results in $100,000 savings in the future. And I think we have to agree that that's true. That there's, you know, we live in a real world. That's a fact. 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the this live edition, you're welcome to call in. And if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're live. That's what Free Talk Live does. So the number is 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
How are you?
855-450-3733. I was just told, this just in, from Ian here, who's now sitting in the studio. That we apparently are no longer considered mature content on DLive. So DLive.com, you go to DLive.freetalklive.com, and you can see our stream there. Follow us, please, by God. DLive's now become very important because PewDiePie, the number one streamer in the world, has now switched over. So, Free Talk Live switched the same day. So, see if we can get some. And it's been a pretty positive situation, except for the whole mature content thing. We got labeled mature content because apparently they consider anybody who wants to talk about issues mature. Maybe they consider us boring, but that's for the listener to determine.
It may be back after tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe we need to make two streams. One's the mature stream and one's the non-mature stream. I don't know. We'll figure that out as time goes by. But, anyway, check us out. It's DLive. Ian's written something down here. DLive.LRN.FM. It's called DLive TV. DLive.TV. DLive.LRN.FM, I guess, is the stream, because Ian hasn't spent any time putting that on DLive.FreeTalkLive.com. This would be a simple act for him to do. He's sitting right over there doing God knows what. Might as well get to work. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in on the Discord lines. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to how clear he sounds. Gene, you're
Hello,
on
Hello, guys.
Hey.
And yes, guys carries no gender in this context. Now, there's a couple of words that carry no gender. Guys is one, and man is another one.
I disagree entirely. I gotta go with Mark on this one. Gals is obviously a gender term. So is
gals has gender. Mankind.
It is
carries no gender.
Man is absolutely.
It depends on the context.
I would go with that.
It doesn't. And that's a remnant of that same old chauvinism and misogyny that's been carried throughout the English language for hundreds of years. Just like they were always like, oh no, you should write he when you don't know the gender of the person you're talking about.
Absolutely.
That's how we ended up with guy. That's how we ended up with man. That's how we ended up with all of these masculine words being used to refer to everybody.
Agreed.
It's just a remnant of that.
Masculine is the gender that you use in English if you do not know the gender of the person of whom you speak. And the reason I would say
that was
true,
archaic.
Well, look, I'm looking for things that make my sentences easier.
Sure.
Right? Like I would rather say the black guy crossed the street than the African-American gentleman of sub-Saharan African descent who is non-gender binary pronoun. Like, I just don't – like, ladies and gentlemen, screw you and your pronouns and all this stuff. I'm going to do my best here, but no. I say he because I don't want to have to say he or she, because now you've taken one syllable and made it into three.
Now, I see I buzzed everybody here, but that's not really what I called about.
I'm mad, and I'm not giving up.
Anyways, when I use the terms, they carry no gender. So there, if it's an anarchist society, I get to make my own rules. Those are my rules. You
live by
your
rules. That's not really how languages work, but okay.
I live by my rules. You live by your worlds. But anyways, the real issue I called you about is that you guys, all three of you, do not seem to understand what a true liberty society looks like, one that has 100% liberty and 0% authority. So in that society, and we don't have one yet, and
nope.
I don't know if we're ever going to get there.
I don't know.
But in such a society, you don't get to make rules as to what punishment is for what crime. In a true liberty society, if somebody commits a crime, the first person to get to them is the one that writes the rules on their punishment. Now, if I get to them first, and I happen to belong to a group of people...
By what arrogance do you set yourself up to be judge, jury, and executioner for people?
Let me finish.
No, that question deserves being answered.
We can get into my arrogance in a minute, but let me finish my statement. If you live in a society that's truly liberty and no rules, and somebody commits a crime and I don't like what they did, then I will do what I want to do to them. Now, if I belong to a group of individuals who happen to have funded a prison, and I want to stick that person in that prison, which I have partially funded along with a group of other people, then that's what I'm going to do with that person. If, on the other hand, I just happen to have a gun and I want to shoot them, I will shoot that person.
You call yourself Christian anarchist, correct?
Yes. Now, there's repercussions.
You know Christ is looking down on you and shaking your head right
Listen,
now?
Listen. Because that's absolutely appalling. The point. Yeah, that is appalling. And I didn't say that I would do that. I'm saying
you literally just said you would do that.
Said he was using the first word right there.
I said if. Did you hear the if there?
I did.
So listen.
So if the situation were true and we were in a true libertarian society, you would be people's judge, jury, and executioner.
I am trying to explain to you what the society is like, not necessarily what I would do. Now, I don't belong to a group that has funded a prison, so I'm not going to put them in prison. I'm not necessarily going to shoot them. I'm saying that in this kind of society, you will be able to do any of those things. Those will all be on the table because nobody's writing the rules. Now, if I shoot that person and I kill them, then I have repercussions to bear as well. The repercussions in a liberty society are what keeps people in line. If I shoot that person and their daddy don't like it, he's going to come and shoot me. So you have a
trail of vengeance rather than forgiveness is what you have.
You have a reason to be peaceful in a society with no rules. You see what I'm saying?
I get it. I can't say it sounds very attractive. It sounds like a bunch of Hatfield-McCoy stuff.
No, it will work itself out in the end. Now, if you want somebody to be in prison for a certain crime, then you fund the prison. I'm not going to fund that prison.
And prisons are highly expensive and inefficient, so I don't think anybody's going to do that. I could be wrong. It just seems unlikely to me.
So that is the point that I'm trying to get at. In a true liberty society, you don't get to write the rules as to what somebody's punishment is. I don't care what you think. If you think it's not good to use the death penalty, then fine. Don't exercise the death penalty on people. But if somebody else thinks that the death penalty is appropriate and they want to exercise that death penalty, there is no rule to stop them.
So,
now, if they exercise the death penalty and somebody else comes back for revenge, that's on them.
Gene, so when I talk about this stuff, I only talk about steps in the right direction. You're rarely discussing, well, this would happen in this fictitious world that I don't know that I'm going to get to. Now, I appreciate you calling in. I'm not saying you shouldn't have. I'm just saying that anything you heard from me generally is talking about how to make things better and more just, not how things would happen in a fictitious freedom.
But you guys are talking about liberty, and then you're talking about rules. The two don't go hand in hand.
Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just days before Easter, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris suffers significant damage from a fire, possibly sparked by renovations. In New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
To see that reduced to ashes, my oh my, I remember our song, From the Ashes, We Rise Up. We had Ash Wednesday. We want to rise up with Jesus at Easter, and I believe that there'll be some rising from this dying.
The spire is lost, but the main structure of the cathedral has been saved, and the two iconic main towers have been saved as well. The French president has promised to rebuild the landmark cathedral and says he is seeking international help. The Mueller report will be released Thursday by the Justice Department. President Donald Trump issued several tweets Monday saying the findings have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Trump saying in one tweet, the crimes were committed by Crooked Hillary, the DNC, Dirty Cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Aria.
Let's go to the phones here, but real quick before we do, I want to tell you about Fork Fest. Fork Fest is a party Free Talk Live is going to be at. It's a camping party in the woods at Rogers Campground, the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's not just camping. It's going to be lots of different things going on. People vending food. People are going to be doing events. There's something called Man Camp going on. This is our third year of our little camping event. It's nothing official. There's no tickets other than you have to get, you know, come in and pay to be at the campground. You decide what to do. It's June the 13th through the 18th, so it's coming up at Rogers Campground, and it's right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to forkfest.party. You can join the Telegram chat. You can they've got the ForkFest forum there. The unofficial website is forkfest.party. Come on out and join us. Let's go to the phones. We've got Rat Speed. Rat Speed.
Hello.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, okay. This call is partially due to the fact that I haven't been able to listen to Free Talk Live very much over the last maybe 6 to 8 months.
No one wants to hear your excuses.
Well, Aria, I'm glad to see someone who's transgender on the show, first of all. Because, you know, you're welcome. and you look very pretty. I just want to say that I have had, and I have transgender friends in real life as well, like locally to me.
I'm glad you have friends. Just teasing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, believe me, with how offensive I could be at times, I'm surprised I do. But what I wanted to ask about is, Aria, can I ask what your personal take is on pronouns as far as what you prefer to be called and what you object to be called? For instance, like the word they. I know a lot of people, especially if they're gender queer or gender fluid, they usually like to be called they sometimes. Sometimes
I hate that one.
What's your own personal opinion on that? I was curious.
Well, I prefer she and her over he and him, but it's not something I get bent out of shape about. Because this pronoun selection thing, it happens on unconscious levels. People don't really give it any thought, whether or not they should say he or she when they encounter someone.
Well, what if they are giving a thought? What if I just say he, and I drag it out a little bit?
I mean, people do that to me. They do.
Not just he or she, though.
Right, and I understand there's Z and they and all of that. They, I find to be, we were talking about anonymous English and how it handles not knowing the gender of the person with whom you're speaking earlier.
I actually
prefer they over he or she. It's sloppy, mm-hmm. sure, to use a pronoun known to be plural to refer to a single individual, but it's also not entirely grammatically incorrect.
It isn't?
Yeah.
Please tell me how it's not.
Because if you were to say he or she, you are referring to two theoretical people.
No, you're referring to one theoretical person who may be of either gender.
I can help out here. I'm a grammar Nazi.
All right.
Okay. This is
Poland over a period at the end of the sentence. Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually a trained editor, so let's hear it.
Okay. I think you're on the right track. The proper use of it is when something is being referred to as an indefinite article. In other words, someone, he or she, who has not been personally identified as an individual. And the way that you can test this is if you use the word they in a singular pronoun when you know who the person is. For instance, if you say, they is going to the market. That's incorrect, but that's essentially what you would have to do. So that's where a definite article comes in, and once the definite article has been established, you're supposed to say he, she, or whatever definite clause or definite pronoun is supposed to use. Now, the reason why I brought this up, and I'm glad that you kind of see it from a clinical, analytical standpoint, I see it the same way. I have actually been called a transphobic hater, especially with people that I talk to online.
I've been called that as well.
It drives me nuts. I was just curious. And, you know, it's getting near the end of the program. And I just thought, okay, well, maybe I should call up with something that's slightly frivolous. Because as far as I'm concerned, everyone's an individual and everyone should be respected. And just because I accidentally use the wrong pronoun doesn't mean that I'm attacking your identity.
So
I agree.
For me, I'm willing to do, look, if you're going to take the effort to put a dress on in the morning, all right, I'll call you her and she. Not a problem with me.
Yeah.
Well, it takes more effort to put on pants than it does a dress.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time putting dresses on. It would be hard for me to put a dress on. I can tell you that.
Mark, we need to do that. We need to put you to the test.
We got him to dye his hair blue.
On the air once.
We'll put a dress on me for if we can raise some money for the next cause that I put together. But we'll talk about that later. I'll wear something.
By the way, I have been listening to this show long enough to know that you are the artist formerly known as Manwich.
Oh, yeah, man. You have been listening a long time.
It's been a long time, but I've enjoyed the show so far. Stay on the air, guys.
Thanks for the call, Ratspeed. 855-450-3733. So if you're willing to go through the efforts of pretending to be a gender you're not, fine. I understand. I'm coming from this conservative background. Whatever. You know, I'm just doing the best I can here. And
you know, I appreciate that and respect that. I think that's where a lot of trans people go wrong, is that they're not willing to recognize that, you know, other people are putting in the effort in a lot of cases.
But where I'm not willing to go is, A, I'm not willing to do the them, they thing. Just not going to do that. Sorry, I'm not using plurals in the singular slots, and I'm unwilling to do it. You may be able to convince me otherwise, but today, at this moment in time, as the words fall out of my mouth, no.
Well, if I know I'm referring to a single person, I'm going to choose he or she based on their characteristics. But if it's an unknown person, I'm going to say they.
Now, you might be able to convince me through conversation that there is a particular new set of pronouns that makes some sense, like the Z's and the Zim and all this stuff
See,
out
that's
there.
That's what they won't convince me of.
See, if you just want to make new words, Quakers, I am a Quaker, Quakers did this a lot. They decided they didn't like the months of the year because, like, March means Mars. So, nope, can't have that. So they call it first month, second month, third month. They also didn't like the days of the week, because Wednesday is Woden's day, and Saturday is Saturn's day, and it just goes on from there. So they called it first day, second day, third day, first day being Sunday, second day being Monday, you know, and on from there. So they'd say, you know, see you first day, you know, the fourth first day of the third month, or whatever is how they would refer to these things. And they you know, mix their language up, and I get it. If you've got reasons for doing it, that's fine. I don't think that because you, the listener, like a particular set of pronouns that it somehow makes anything necessarily incumbent upon me, though. Right? Like, I'm going to use the pronouns I'm going to use. I've been convinced at this point that that politeness overrides the you know, the stalwart defense of the English language from the standpoint of gender or whatever. I used to be of that opinion, but I realized, look, I control words. Words don't control me. So I'm willing to, you know, take a step forward. But they and them, I guess I'm just not. You know, no thanks. I'm stiff-necked on some things.
I just find it easier.
Well,
you know,
it's your use of the language. If somebody's confused, though, that's your problem, right? Like, they were expecting, oh, you're here for the party. I thought you were bringing a group. No, I never said anything like that. Oh, by God, you did. You said they would be here at such and such a time or whatever. I'm just using the example that you can create a some confusion around language. Language is confusing enough, let alone tossing in plurals where singulars are supposed to be. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico here. Let's let him tease his call. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fact checks, first of all. So you're talking about catching more flies with honey than vinegar.
Yes, on the first call of the night.
Pardon?
I mean, you catch even more with cow patties.
Hold the line. I got the funny comments, so I'm just going to say it. Save it right there. The number is 855-450-3733. What's the gender of the cow patty? 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Lines are full. I say we get right down to it. Thanks to the amplifiers, we'll go back to David in New Mexico. David, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so anyway, quick on the fact checks. Nowadays people buy their vinegar from the store, but for most of eternity, people made their own vinegar. Their fermented fruit turned into alcohol, and then after alcohol, it turned into vinegar. So if you do an experiment, if you make your own vinegar out of whatever you want to, and here's a good one, if you take a glass of beer and just let it stand at room temperature, within a day or two, it turns, you can taste it, it starts turning to vinegar. Mm. And if you put a tub of honey in a glass of a beer that's turned to vinegar, or it's turning to vinegar, the honey will have almost no flies in it, and the beer will be full. And then, on trigger pull, Mel was talking about children and guns. In this country, even in this state, in New Mexico, toddlers are constantly shooting themselves and their siblings when they get a hold of their parents' handguns. The trigger pull on a handgun, I think, is around 3 pounds, 3 to 4 pounds. The absolute lowest is supposed to be 2, so 3-4 pounds is typically what it is. And like I said, the toddlers are constantly shooting. They're shooting what they're not supposed to shoot. Anyway, you had a
reason I like single actions. I like a single action pistol because it basically has a built-in safety. You gotta pull that big old hammer back, and then you gotta light trigger pull at that point usually. But it tends to solve that problem.
It's a two-step thing. Pulling the hammer back doesn't take all that much pull either. But anyway, you had a conversation earlier with Sarah about the radio business and banning. And Sarah had been banned once from the main radio station here in Albuquerque. I don't know what she did. The producer there, one of the producers, told me that she was on the list and then she got off of it. And I don't know what she did to get off of it. But Ian has been talking in the past about how you have conversations about, like, Michael Savage goes off the air, so it's more opportunity for you guys to fill in. Fill in the calendar block at different radio stations for time slots, which basically makes the point that radio time is finite. It's not infinite. You know, if you count the web, it's infinite. But if you're talking about broadcast, there's a finite space of bandwidth for 24 hours a day on X number of frequencies that are available and being used. And so it's a finite commodity. So that's one important thing. You were talking about reasons people get banned. You know, I'm talking about this because people like to ban me. I picked up on that. And one of the things that you missed in banning is not, you know, being argumentative or whatever is one, being boring is another, being single subject is another. However, the subject matter, I mean, on your program, people call in with complaints, problems, controversy, whatever.
Yep.
And so there's a million of those different ones. However, people don't, there seems to be a bias against the population of people that have been afflicted the way I have over their children. For some reason, people don't want to hear about it. And for instance,
on radio generally.
Yeah, radio generally. And let me give you a real life example and a really good one. One would be that I've been flat out told that multiple times on air and off air about how
nobody cares.
And it's a ratings killer. You know, the bottom line in radio is money. I don't know what your bottom line is, but to everybody else, it's money. And it's a ratings killer, and therefore it costs them money. And so that's why they ban somebody. If that's, you know, when somebody calls up about their gun rights, everybody's happy to talk about it. But when somebody calls up about, you know, about the
kids' rights,
their children disappearing, then
I think
nobody
another
wants
thing
to hear
is,
about
David,
it.
They just don't know what to do. Right, it's a desperate situation of a parent that has been separated from their kid unjustly, what they feel to be unjustly, it's a desperate situation, and you want to help, but you don't know how, and you're not necessarily sure. One of these parties is lying, always. So you're not necessarily sure whether you're listening to the liar, and that's just kind of, you know, how humans are about any situation like that.
Well, wait a minute. No, that's not necessarily true. One of the parties is not necessarily always lying because
almost always
two parties can go into a courtroom and both of them tell the truth and neither one of them have done anything grievous enough to warrant a loss of what they want, in this case, their children. However, the court being, and you're not going to argue with me on this one, the court being not intrinsically not fair, not just, not equal, not intelligent, you know, all of the negatives you can think of. In most cases, the majority of the time, they're all of that. Occasionally, you get individual judges in a court that are decent human beings and do the right thing. But the majority of the time, that's not what, it's not about justice. It's about, you know, what we're going to do, what we want to do, and we're going to finagle the law to make it happen.
David, I don't disagree with you. I got to let you go. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Looney calling in from, I believe, Arizona. Looney, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. I think you meant double action on that one.
No, a double action, you can pull the trigger and the hammer will come back. It's a long trigger pull. But
well, is that what you're talking about?
No, what I'm talking about is a single action where you have to pull the hammer back and then you've got a trigger pull to fire the weapon.
If you didn't pull the hammer back, then it would pull back as you pull the trigger.
I don't believe that's true in a single action. I believe that it's a revolver where pulling the trigger back doesn't do anything until you have pulled the hammer back. And then you pull the trigger.
Well, I don't want to get into the minutia of handguns. That's certainly not my wheelhouse.
Certainly not mine either.
the reason I called was that in about 2 hours from now in Los Angeles is going to be a talk by a guy named Brock Dauvignon. I don't suppose there's any listeners that could make it, but
it's not going to be on the Internet?
Well, it will be, but not live. Anyway, okay. what he's going to be talking about is a creative new idea to create presidential debates online. And track record. And back in 1992, he was instrumental in putting together a satellite based opinion voting system that got a lot of independent candidates, especially Mr. Ross Perot, a lot more visibility.
Hmm.
So he's trying to let everybody have that. It's called Debate Tourney 2020, and it's part of a larger he's putting together. And I think that this presidential debate issue, I think, is a hot one, and it's going to become hotter as we come closer to the election.
Where can people find out more?
It's debatetourney.com. Debate, T-O-U-R-N-E-Y.
Okay.
And it's part of freedomtvnetworks.com.
Oh.
And I will give you more information as it develops. But thanks for letting us get a chance to say something about it, and you'll be hearing more about it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Paul.
All right.
855-450-3733. I didn't really keep anonymity there. The online name was Looney, but I happen to know that's Paul. I've met Paul and his girlfriend several times. I think it's girlfriend. Maybe it's wife. I don't know. Whatever. It's a piece of paper.
Speaking of presidential campaigns, so Bill Weld announced his campaign to be
as the what?
Republican.
As a Republican. So yeah. Was a the Libertarian vice, now a Republican. This happens a lot to the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, you would think they would stop courting these washed-up Republicans at some point.
You think. I'll bet you, this is just a guess, that Bill Weld hopes to run against Trump. And then when that fails, which inevitably it will against the sitting president, right?
Right.
Just a sort of a protest vote, possibly.
He's going to come back to the LP.
Come back to the LP with the intention of, seeing if they can get back on board. And, well, we'll see. So, we had a call on here, but, I guess we don't know. Where were we on this, the story? I've forgotten what story we were talking about even. Melanie, what was it here?
It was the IMF and Julian Assange.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. They gave them money and made them have a plan. And then a month later, for no reason, Julian Assange got arrested. That was basically it.
And the other two pieces of show prep sitting here are some cop apparently mistakes his taser again as a gun and shoots and kills somebody.
Yep.
And then some senator apparently says Assange is U.S. property.
Yes, a West Virginia senator said, "We're going to extradite him. It will be really good to get back on the United States soil. So now he's our property, and we can get the facts and truth from him." West Virginia Democrat told CNN.
I don't think telling the truth was ever Julian Assange's problem.
Yeah, that's not something you have to kidnap him for.
He's pretty open with the truth.
Get him back on U.S. soil. These people act like he's an American.
Yeah, he's Australian.
Well, he can't be. That's why he's guilty of treason. He can't be, actually.
Right. He hasn't committed treason. Just because it's not something you like doesn't mean it's treason. Check us out, freetalklive.com. Ian's really pushing this dlive.lrn.fm. I think it's worth going over there and doing a like. I did it, and actually, I like their service, dlive.lrn.fm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.